Counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Elika Matthews, highlighted some basic coping skills which are needed to safeguard mental health, especially during this volatile period. She noted that regular exercise and adequate rest are of critical importance.
Exercising, making sure that you eat healthy, avoid mind-altering substances, make sure that you prioritize sleep, establish a proper sleeping schedule, and try to maintain it for as much as you can. Practice mindful meditation, and for persons who are strong in religion, make sure to lean on religion in times where you feel like your mental health may be declining. In addition, we don't just want you to lean on prayer and religion, but if you are taking medication, if you feel like it becomes too overwhelming, please reach out to the necessary persons for assistance. If you are currently a mental health patient and you are taking medication, this is just a friendly reminder about adherence and compliance. So to make sure that you are maintaining your appointments, taking your medication as you should.
Ms. Matthews also spoke of the importance of communicating with others and setting goals.
In addition, we ask persons to unwind, unload. Do you need to talk to somebody about what is happening with you? Or simple things like, do you know how to say no? We want to make sure that in this new year, persons equip themselves to move forward. Surround yourself with positivity and gratitude. Connect with others. Do something for yourself. Set small goals that you would like to accomplish. Little goals at a time will show you big improvement in your life. So set those small goals, and over time you will see how much your life has changed. Challenge the negative thoughts that you've been having, because it's easy to make a list of everything that would have gone bad within your day. But what we're encouraging persons to do, make it a habit of pointing out the things that would have gone right, that you would have done right, that would have improved your day, that would have made you smile. Make sure you use positive affirmations and reminders. Practice self-compassion. Don't be too hard on yourself. Work on being able to forgive yourself.
And Vincentians are also being urged to closely monitor the physical and mental health of their children.
So we know that children have gone back to school fully. So just a reminder to make sure that you're checking in on your children and that they are coping well. So I'm just going to give you some small coping tips. Make sure you're communicating with your children in a child-friendly manner, checking in to see how their day would have gone, how they're doing, how they're feeling about being back in school, being back with their friends. Make sure you have that conversation and make sure they're taking the necessary precautions to keep themselves safe. Ask them about their feelings. Make sure, in addition to studying, they seek ways to relax so they have a balanced life. Model the behaviors that you would want them to engage in. So if you want them to do particular things, make sure you as a parent model it for them as well. Teach them stress management techniques, because we know children can be overwhelmed with all of the things going on in their life. So make sure we teach them how to deal with the stressors that they are experiencing.
That was counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Elika Matthews. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.